Selamat pagi. Hello everyone. Good morning to you. Right now, I'm at MacPherson Lane and right behind me is a cluster of HDB flat known as MacPherson View. This area has undergone sale way back in 2018 and now there are currently three HDB blocks available here. So here, let me share with you more about this development. So as mentioned, this is MacPherson View. Okay, so it's a housing estate and they last undergo some upgrading work way back in 2003. Okay. So this cluster of HDB flats comprised of block 81, 82, as well as 83 MacPherson Lane. And way back in 2018, HDB has announced SER or Selective On-Block Redevelopment Scheme for these three blocks. Okay. So it comprised about 310 HDB flats as well as some commercial units. HDB commercial units you can see here. Okay, they are about 12 story high. Come with an open pavilion here. Oh. So since 2018, this place has, after the announcement, by the time the owner move out, you know, I think it's after COVID. So when their new HDB flats are ready, they have gradually started to move out. And if I'm not wrong, initially HDB wanted to tear down this place, obviously, because after SER, they usually will hold on for a few years, you know, before they have any redevelopment plans. But for this site, I would say that after COVID, you know, if you can still remember Minister for National Development back then, Desmond Lee has mentioned that HDB going forward or MND would want to have some HDB flats for interim housing, especially since if they say there's another pandemic, we have some HDB flats for contingency use. So that's why you can see there are HDB flats around here. They are being retained, okay, by HDB. So over here, you can see there are some playgrounds here, some open pavilion, you know, some playground that they retrofit it. Oh, so this block, apparently, this is block 81, okay. It's not accessible, but I think for block 82, it's still accessible. So let me bring you up, okay. So for those who want to find out the old kind of old school telephone, you see, this kind of telephone is still available right over here. And I would say that the old HDB design is a bit unique. You can see there's a lot of circular, you know, staircase, you know, that this is a lift shaft. Okay, let me bring you up. Okay. So as mentioned, HDB announced for this cluster of HDB flat way back in 2018. Reason I think is very simple because this is a very prime location near the city area, near the MacPherson MRT station, and this place holds a lot of redevelopment potential for high-rise HDB flats going forward. So let me bring you around. Okay, so I'm now on the 11th floor. So right behind me is some of the blocks. Mainly they are 3-room flats. So you can see a very expansive, you know, very wide open area. Okay, so there are also more HDB flats on the other side. And if I've noticed here that most of the doors and some of the windows has already been retrofitted or has really done some A&A work, if I'm not wrong, they are being listed out to eligible HDB flat owners under the Parenthood Priority Scheme, whereby HDB provide interim housing to families. They are awaiting their BTO flats. So you can see this is the view. Let me turn my camera over. So if you have noticed, the design of the HDB flats back in those days are very unique, iconic. You have this kind of open kind of circular or half circular kind of staircase, you know. That's why it make this kind of design a bit very unique. You can see or circular staircase at the side. Then this is the lift shaft, you know. Okay, so these are some of the old HDB flats built way back in the 1970s. Oh. So as mentioned, most of them are 3-room flats. So they've already been leased out to eligible families. So I believe there are still a lot of units here available for rent. So here, if you are interested to find out more, please contact HDB. But I think that you also need to fulfill certain conditions, such as having a baby. That's why I would say that HDB is very good. They lease out HDB flats for you to sell. Also, that's why I always advocate in the Singapore property market, if you want to big what, the first thing you need to do is get married, apply for BTO flats, and you sure big what. Okay, just to further add on, there are a lot of retail space over here, And do you know that if such retail space are considered as commercial space, as long as it don't come with a living quarters? And for those that do not know, these are the kind of the other HDB shops that come with a upper story. These are considered as a living quarters LQ. But if you only own such of one of these shop right behind me, they are considered as just a commercial shop lot, okay, under HDB definition. So just to some sharing, I can still remember I met a client who previously owned a HDB BTO flats. Prior to owning the HDB BTO flats, they own one of the shops in this location, but they don't own these are a bit different. This is the coffee shop, if I'm not wrong. Both of these are coffee shop and come with LQ living quarters on the top. But in fact, they own one of the shops or commercial shop lot directly from HDB. So I can still remember back then they have shared with me that one of their shop lot was being acquired by HDB under this Sir Exercise way back in 2018. And HDB has give them a replacement shop. I do not know where is it, but I will say that it's near the one of the replacement flat for the lease of 60 years, or because most of the time HDB do not sell you 99 years fresh lease, they sell you a 60 years shop lot. So for those HDB owners who are tied down with your MOP, you know, or during your MOP period, or do not want to pay ABSD, you can consider buying one of such shop lot in the resale market, but they are not cheap today, and rental you can be very subjective depending on the location, or because certain place where the price is cheap, you may not be able to find tenants. So just to let you take a look. Okay, so this is one of the shop lot. Okay, some of them I would say that they come with water points. Okay, so there's a toilet at the back. So these are some of the vacant shops. Okay, so having said that, this is the end of my tour for this MacPherson view. Hopefully this video I can document it like how it look like currently, and one day hopefully that I feel that this video will be useful for you going forward. Thank you for watching.